Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Like many children in my country, I first learned the value of money by getting an allowance. My parents thought it was really important that children should learn about money at an age when possible financial mistakes are not very costly for them. And you know what? I never wasted a single penny on silly things like sweets and chocolate bars. I used to buy books and magazines instead. Having pocket money made me financially wise.
Speaker B.
Some of my classmates get a lot of pocket money. I guess just how much money parents give their kids differs from family to family. I used to get a small weekly allowance, and my parents made it very clear what, if anything, I was expected to use that money for. If I really needed something, like maybe new sneakers or anything else, my parents bought them for me without saying a word. Things like snacks, tickets to the movies, and so on, that's what pocket money is for.
Speaker C.
I got my first allowance at the age of 7, and I spent every penny as soon as I got it. So you see, I learned the hard way that spending money should be done within a budget. My parents never offered me more money between allowances. I soon understood that having a budget means making choices about whether to spend or to save. When I got older, I became responsible enough to save money for larger purchases, like clothing and electronics. So my parents taught me a good lesson.
Speaker D.
Some of my classmates get pocket money for helping around the house. That's not the case with me. My parents say these jobs are a normal part of family life. If I do routine work, I don't get paid. However, my parents do pay me to do extra work around the house, like painting the fence and things like that. My parents think this can help me understand how a business works. I don't know, though. As for me, I prefer a regular monthly allowance.
Speaker E.
I can't imagine life if I didn't get pocket money. Some people say an allowance can turn kids into spoiled brats. But luckily, my parents don't share this opinion. There are a lot of good things one can do with pocket money, like sharing it in the form of gifts or giving it to a good cause. Or I can spend it buying things I want. And of course, there's a third option. I can save and maybe even invest it. But this I have never managed to do, honestly.
Speaker F.
When my parents gave me my weekly pocket money, they always used to talk to me about the importance of saving. They used to tell me that if I had an expensive goal, I had to cut costs and plan for the future. Then I read about banks offering services to help children and teenagers learn about personal finance, so I opened an account. At first, it didn't seem like a lot, but over time, it added up, and now I can pay for my gap year and first year at college.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Like many children in my country, I first learned the value of money by getting an allowance. My parents thought it was really important that children should learn about money at an age when possible financial mistakes are not very costly for them. And you know what? I never wasted a single penny on silly things like sweets and chocolate bars. I used to buy books and magazines instead. Having pocket money made me financially wise.
Speaker B.
Some of my classmates get a lot of pocket money. I guess just how much money parents give their kids differs from family to family. I used to get a small weekly allowance, and my parents made it very clear what, if anything, I was expected to use that money for. If I really needed something, like maybe new sneakers or anything else, my parents bought them for me without saying a word. But things like snacks, tickets to the movies, and so on, that's what pocket money is for.
Speaker C.
I got my first allowance at the age of 7, and I spent every penny as soon as I got it. So you see, I learned the hard way that spending money should be done within a budget. My parents never offered me more money between allowances. I soon understood that having a budget means making choices about whether to spend or to save. When I got older, I became responsible enough to save money for larger purchases, like clothing and electronics. So my parents taught me a good lesson.
Speaker D.
Some of my classmates get pocket money for helping around the house. That's not the case with me. My parents say these jobs are a normal part of family life. If I do routine work, I don't get paid. However, my parents do pay me to do extra work around the house, like painting the fence and things like that. My parents think this can help me understand how a business works. I don't know, though. As for me, I prefer a regular monthly allowance.
Speaker E.
I can't imagine life if I didn't get pocket money. Some people say an allowance can turn kids into spoiled brats, but luckily my parents don't share this opinion. There are a lot of good things one can do with pocket money, like sharing it in the form of gifts or giving it to a good cause. Or I can spend it buying things I want. And of course, there's a third option. I can save and maybe even invest it. But this I have never managed to do, honestly.
Speaker F.
When my parents gave me my weekly pocket money, they always used to talk to me about the importance of saving. They used to tell me that if I had an expensive goal, I had to cut costs and plan for the future. Then I read about banks offering services to help children and teenagers learn about personal finance, so I opened an account. At first, it didn't seem like a lot, but over time, it added up, and now I can pay for my gap year and first year at college.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.